The first step to playing snurts at Karen Hobson's house is spreading a blanket over the big kitchen table. This one happens to be emblazoned with Al Pacino's gun-toting silhouette from the movie Scarface.
Wait, why do you need a playing blanket?
We're going to be throwing the cards very fast.
For traction.
Six women pull up chairs around the table as kids play in the background, and each starts laying out her own deck of cards. Most of these women are related in one way or another, and most of them grew up playing snurts. Lily Kaniurek remembers playing with her grandparents and their friends when she was a little kid.
There would be tea and homemade bread and candy, hard candy on the sides, and just a lot of fun and competition.
Snurts is a technical game that's impossible for a casual observer to make sense of. But the easiest way to describe it would be a kind of competitive solitaire, where everyone is playing their hand simultaneously. It's the kind of game that people take their rings off to play, so they don't gouge others in the scuffle. There are different ways to play it, and a long list of different names it's known by. It didn't originate in Utqiagvik, but is very much of here. An expert on card games says it's a widespread game that's been played for well over a century, adding that the variety of names is living proof of its popularity. In Alaska, it's played all over the place, from the North Slope to the interior to Bristol Bay.
Okay, ready, set, go.
The game's played at high velocity, with people slinging cards across the table and trying to discard ahead of their competitors.
Yay, I beat yours again, sorry. I love you.
Different versions dictate different ways to win the round, but you always say the same thing when you do.
Snurts!
In Utqiagvik, it's mostly women who play snurts, and this group convenes more in the wintertime, during the long stretches of cold and dark. But they get together whenever their schedules allow. Here's Corinne Danner.
At times, our husbands or their husbands and their uncles and brothers will be hunting, so we get bored and we try to either sew or play cards.
That's not to say that no men play, says Karen Hobson.
So yeah, there are men that play, and some of them are really fast.
But Lily Kaniurek jokes,
they don't like people to know that they're
playing on Facebook.
These ladies started getting together to play on a regular basis a few years ago, and it's easy to see why they love the game. It's quick and competitive, with lots of opportunities for teasing and laughter. But it's also just about seeing each other, getting a chance to catch up and check in, says Kaniurek. Sometimes they share happy news or funny stories, but it also helps them get through hard times, like when they lost a close family member.
I think we found a lot of strength in getting together and joy, finding that happiness, you know, again.
How often they play varies with the seasons and their schedules. But again and again, they come back to this table where they sit in a circle facing one another, laughing, sharing stories, and talking through what's going on in their lives, one snurts game at a time. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.